Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 4th of February. US President Trump signed a bill ending the partial US government shutdown. The failure of the US government to operate has become so commonplace that this particular shutdown had not registered with markets beyond the fact that certain data releases were likely to be delayed. So the reopening is of relatively little interest. Of more concern to investors is the fact that there has been a united opposition by Democrats to confirming former US Federal Reserve Governor Warsh as the next Federal Reserve chair because of the administration's ongoing legal pursuit of the Fed. This is a confirmation of what was previously supposed, but it does mean that it is perfectly possible that Fed Chair Powell continues as chair of the FOMC beyond May. They cannot continue as chair of the Board of Governors. France's budget has passed into law without any necessity of government shutdown because the French government was not voted out in a vote of confidence. Again, this was expected by financial markets, and it leaves France failing to resolve its fiscal imbalances. Although, of course, the dynamics and scale of French debt are not so alarming as those of the United States. Eurozone flash estimates of the January consumer price inflation figures are expected to show disinflation, with the headline rate declining to a 1.7% year-on-year growth. This is just reinforcing the neutral position that has been taken by the European Central Bank and the fact that real incomes are rising at a relatively comfortable pace in the euro area. It allows consumers to act as a solid foundation for euro area growth, and it would probably take a lot more to disrupt the performance of the European consumer than it would to disrupt the US consumer at this stage, because the US consumer is more dependent on their ability to access savings in order to pay for US tariffs. Away from the fundamentals, the equity markets saw some disruption to technology stocks on speculation about what artificial intelligence may do as a disruptive force. One of the problems with new technologies is that the implications cannot be known with any great certainty, and small shifts in assumptions can be magnified by expectations around the future. In geopolitics, a drone was shot down by the United States in the Gulf, but talks with Iran are apparently still scheduled. Markets have been, if not indifferent, largely disinterested in these events. The oil price has not been reacting in an economically meaningful way, and that is containing the damage. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.